what's interesting about this area is way back in about 1850, the colonial government kind of said, oh, I think this area of the city should be a park, you know, some sort of garden. So that it's always been in Melbourne's vision for this to be some kind of park for the city. Several institutions were put here. There was the morgue. So the morgue was a bit further down here. Some of you will remember the State Swimming Centre, which was located, we walked along this way. This is where the old Batman Avenue used to go. And I certainly when I was at school, I used to swim at the Beaurepaire Pool, which is kind of where art play is at the moment. So this was where the old pool was. But I think one of the interesting things about this whole area is that when the rail line was put in, it eventually occupied most of this, which was parkland. So you've got a huge tract of land, which is rail. And then the Yarra was reconstructed around here too. It was deepened, it was widened, and it was lined with trees. So we're talking end of the 19th century. The trees got planted along the edge of the river here. And once again, in that 1992 series of development works that were happening, orchestrated by state government, when Fed Square was done, Birrarungma emerged out of that whole series of projects. And the forming of the ground is actually formed out of the spoil, partly out of Fed Square, partly out of Melbourne Olympic Park, and it was all gathered onto this site and sort of moulded into the landscape that you see here. So that's, it's real dirt, but it's come from other sites, other local sites.
And under that really big grass hill is a massive, massive water tank. So part of the reason for the hill is it captures its storage for water. And when we go on to our final stop at Melbourne Park, there are a couple of other really big water tanks put
underneath.
In very early on in the infrastructure projects. Critical, essential infrastructure.
And in a way, that's why the landscape looks pretty good as well. It was designed by Taylor Cullity Lethlean, some of Melbourne's finest landscape architects, and an amazing job. Done with the City of Melbourne, and I think with some of the urban design team at the City of Melbourne as well.